Hello?
I have Mr. Rebozo now for you.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe?
How are you feeling? Have you got rested?
Well, not yet, but we're going to come down. Julie and I will be down around 3 to 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Great. Wonderful.
And I hope that you and your friends will see that we get a nice reception.
Yes, sir. Did they tell you about it?
No.
Oh, okay. I won't tell you. I won't tell you.
No, no, no. Tell me.
The weather is great. The weather is just fantastic.
Yeah, didn't.
Really? You'll be here between 3 and 4.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful. I don't see how in the world you can adjust, to, you know, for a week.
Well, it's a little hard, but I...
Mr. President, I want to tell you that this is the most fantastic thing in history. People have watched this, and people who even saw your arrival last night that I've talked to in tears.
Really? Were they?
Yes, sir.
Why? You know...
Well, just so excited and so, you know, built up over the whole thing. This has got to be one of the greatest historical events of our country. No question.
Well, it really is.
No question about it.
Because it doesn't mean that we're going to have instant peace, but it does mean we have a chance to avoid a few things.
No, sir. You've told everybody that amply well, and but still, the feeling is that you delivered far more than you ever indicated that you thought you could.
Incidentally, Henry's coming down about, he's coming on a later plane, but I made a promise to him.
Mm-hmm.
I said that you would give him some of the numbers you had from about 15 years ago.
This is one of his casts off.
He said you'd never done it before, but I said, by God, he's going to give you a couple of numbers.
I want to do it.
All right, boy.
Yes, sir. Great.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Wonderful. Okay, bye-bye.